everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I am your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm so excited and privileged to be able to speak to my guest today, Christina Flack. Before we jump in today's episode, though, I would like to introduce Christina. She is a world-renowned celebrity makeup artist with experience working with celebrity clientele, magazines, and big-name brands. She has been featured in Vogue, People, Time, and Elle, and as well as campaigns for Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Nordstrom, Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, Macy's, and Bloomingdale's. She is also the makeup artist on NBC. Well, welcome, Christina, and thank you for coming on today's show. I really
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Yes, I'm fantastic. And I'm so excited to talk to you about your industry and all the yummy bits and all the crazy bits.
Okay. Yes. Let's do it.
I guess first off, I would like to kind of start off a little bit about your backstory. Why and how is it that you chose to be in the beauty industry?
I don't even know how it kind of unfolded, but I started doing makeup and on my friends and family, and I just kind of happened. And then I started doing weddings and proms. And then I reached out to a bunch of photographers and started getting, you know, into some, you know, campaigns. And then I had enough images to send to an agent. And that kind of changed the trajectory of my career, getting signed with my agents. I was first signed with Ford, New York, Miami, Chicago, LA. And I'm actually back with Ford after all these years. So I have three agents. Okay. I'm with Zenobia, Ford Artists, and Brandy Moore. So
wow, that's exciting. What a fun career.
Fun. It is very fun. I love it so much.
And how long have you been doing this? Just curious. Approximately.
Probably about 20 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's super exciting. I mean, your background is of what you've done so far is like so fun in my mind.
It is fun. I won't say it's not. It's really fun. It's hard work though. I've done a lot of shoots that are a lot. Some are super fun and some are pretty intense and long hours and waking up early and so it's, and you know, you're away from your family sometimes. I travel a lot more for work now than I did when my children were little. So
that makes sense.
I have different opportunities now that I didn't have. Last year, I worked on the Great Food Truck Race with Tyler Florence, who's been my client for over 16 years. And so that was fun. I could never have done that when I had little kids. So we were away in LA for 6 weeks on and off. We would come home, but on and off. So.
Yeah, no, I understand. I have a 16-year-old and it's like, as she's getting a little bit older, it's a little bit different in how
it's
I raise
different,
her.
It's different watching them. You actually have to watch them just as much as you did when they were toddlers. But
that's for damn sure.
Right?
Yes.
They at least need to think you're watching them. But my older kids are out of college and they have careers and they work. And I have one in college and a 16-year-old that's in high school. So
you know,
I know. Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I hopefully will be able to travel a bit more too, because I really enjoy it. I love, like, I've lived all over the country. I've traveled as much as possible. It's definitely
Fun, isn't it?
It
traveling
really
is really one of life's pleasures. You really meet new people and it just, I don't know. It's kind of, it's invigorating, I think, mm-hmm. to go into new situations. I worked with Nickelodeon during the Super Bowl for a few days in Radio Row, and that was fun. And then I worked on a show in Arizona with Ronan Farrow, a documentary. And then I went to Denver for another documentary that I worked on with Fox about the Denver airport conspiracy theory. Ooh. So that was interesting. Yeah. And let's see what else. So yeah, I just was in New York and I did some podcasts at iHeartRadio and I had a photo shoot there in New York and that was fun. And then I went to Miami and had meetings for my new company that I'm starting called I'm Too Busy.
Oh my God. You're going to have to tell me about that. Is that something you can share?
I can. So my partner, Jordan Hall, and I are starting a new skincare and makeup line called I'm Too Busy. And I just think it's kind of how life is for everyone, especially me right now. I am so busy, but I also feel that I have so many people telling me that they go to department stores and they go to the makeup department and they get sold so many products that they don't need, they don't use, and they don't know how to use them. So I really want my line to be really just compact with what a person needs to look like the best version of themselves. And quickly, a 5-minute makeover. It doesn't take long to do your makeup in the morning. I think people don't know how to do it. We aren't taught typically how to do our makeup, so we don't know. And when we were into makeup, like in high school, a lot of women tell me that they're still doing the same makeup they did in high school, which is, you know, really not always the best thing. So I want to be able to show you what to do with some concealer, filling in your brows, some shadows, some liner, and, you know, do some cheek and lip and that be that and you on your way. I am all about beauty from the inside out. It is really important how you take care of your skin on the outside, but also what you ingest on the inside, the water, the supplements, the collagen peptides, you know, drinking a lot of green juice, I think super important, getting enough sleep. We, as Americans, we pride ourselves on sleeping 4 hours and it's not called beauty rest for nothing. It's actually a fact. Our bodies need to rejuvenate and rest. And it's amazing how much better one looks after a good night's sleep.
Oh my God, you're 100% right. I mean, all of that, I did have a question. That was probably one of them at some point was talking about, you know, I love that you said beauty from the inside out because yes, obviously getting enough water so your skin is plump and hydrated, the green juices, all of those nutrients that we need, and especially like if you're traveling, going in and out of, first of all, airplanes, they suck the moisture out of you, or you're switching different time zones and you're exhausted and you can really look rough if you're not getting enough sleep.
That's a good one. It is how you look rough. And then it's amazing to me also that people will say, oh, well, I can't do that. I travel too much. And I am sorry, I'm going to disagree with you. I do the same regimen, whether I'm home or if I travel. The only difference is I will buy my green juice at Pressed, you know, wherever. I usually go to Pressed Juicery because they're usually in every city. And so I will buy like a 6-pack and some shots and keep them in my refrigerator in the hotel. Yeah. And so I work out every day. To me, it's easier to be on a tight schedule when you're traveling because you don't have kids, you don't have the house and errands to do or the dog. And so all I have to do is wake up in the morning, work out, have my supplements, my green juice, and take care of my client or go to a meeting. So there's no excuse when you're traveling to not make a healthy choice with your nutrition. Yes. You can order a salad, you can order some protein, and you don't need to drink every day. Sorry, you don't.
Doesn't alcohol make you is like pretty. The worst.
The worst.
Worst for your skin and sugar, which, you know.
Oh my gosh. My kids are so sick and tired of hearing me go on that sugar's the devil, Diet Coke's liquid poison.
Yeah. Especially teenagers. My daughter, she does not want to hear it, but she tries. She like goes back and forth. I'm like, stop. Stop eating. This is why you're having skin issues. It's not just hormones, honey. It's like.
No, it's everything.
Yeah,
it is. And I have been like, I started my kids on green juice when they were little. I would put it in their bottle, but then I started putting them in a wine glass before dinner with a straw. Like, here's your cocktail. Your little
baby
cocktail.
Awesome.
And then I would say, when you finish this, then you can have the pasta.
I love that.
So yeah, it's like, you just have to do it. And it's, I'm not going to argue. It's just like, okay, here it is. Drink it and we'll be done. If you want to take 9 years, that's your business.
And I'm so excited about this new makeup line because, you know,
Thank you. I am too.
I'm sure this is your baby. It's something that you've probably been thinking about for some time. And I think you made such a great point that this is just to, you know, naturally enhance your beauty. Because I think this is just my opinion. I love makeup. I love photo shoots. I love all different types of events to wear, you know, fun, different looks. But I think for every day, it's nice to have, you know, a little bit more of that natural look, just highlight your features. And you tell me, because you're the expert here, what do you think, or what have you gotten over time where men have said, I like a full on face, I like a natural makeup kind of look, or I like no makeup at all?
I will just speak for my person.
Yes. Okay. I love it.
I think he likes me made up, that I look just like the best version of me, but not overly crazily made up. So I think he would say, he probably doesn't even really notice because my face kind of looks the same. I don't mean it like, do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I do.
It's never like, I'll get much more, my makeup brushes will be a lot heavier for going out to some dinner or something, but just for every day, I just try to look, you know, get rid of the dark circles under my eyes, fill in the brows, a tiny, you know, some shadow and mascara, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And some lip stuff. So it's just a little 5 minute makeup.
Little tweaks. So are you going to have, like you said, you're going to make them kind of a compact version. Are you going to put in, okay, this is what you need for XYZ.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Yes. So it's going to just be like for eyes, brows and eyes. And then we're going to have a cheek and then a lip and just simple. And then we're working with this beauty chemist right now, creating a skincare line that's three steps. And so it's so interesting learning, you know, having these meetings with the beauty chemist, because I'm learning so many interesting things that I didn't know or confirmed. I've always noticed that if I just splash cold water on my face, it feels kind of dry and tight. And have you had that experience?
Oh, yes. Yes. Same.
Okay. So what he actually says is that is not what you should, you have to protect your skin before you add water to it. So we have a new system that we have kind of a moisturizer and then you wash your face. So it, because there's so many chemicals and chlorine and things in the water right now. So if you don't put a barrier to protect your skin, it's just going to dry it out. So that was super interesting to learn.
Yeah.
So we're doing the three step and it's like a pump, and it's like first step's one pump, second is two, and the third is three. And so it's protect, hydrate, rejuvenate. And so,
I'm super excited
about that.
And do you have an idea when that approximately will launch, or not yet?
Well, I think it's going to happen. We're launching something in the next 6 months to the year. So hopefully fast. It takes, so I, you know, my partner's like, stop telling people it's going to be next week.
I'm like, well, it's in the works.
It's happening. So the more I talk about it, it's got to keep happening.
Oh, it will. It will.
Yeah.
I know.
It just takes so much longer, and it's different this time. We have investors and we have to go, you know, submit business plans and do all this stuff. It's not just how, and this is very interesting. When I created Pretty Girl, I created the line and sent it out into the world. We're doing it in such, it's so different now. We're going through all these different algorithms to see like exactly what is going to sell and what we should do first. So it's very different, and the world is changing in the beauty industry and online and everything. So we have to kind of flow with it. And, you know, if we can, the company will be more successful if, you know, we have this information to launch. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. Like you said, you have investors now. And you made a very valid point that even the algorithms on Instagram or, you know, all these, it change all the time.
Oh, as soon as you think you figured it out, it's changed. And then you have to figure it out again every time.
So like, give me a minute just to like,
you're like, I like this algorithm. This one is working nicely.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like you've probably seen every different, like every face shape, every skin type.
Yes.
And even personalities, I imagine.
That too.
So,
but you know, after surviving teenage daughters, like,
yes. You're like, nothing fazes you.
Nothing. I'm like, bring on the most difficult celebrity you got. Bring it. I am the grumpy whisperer. I can put anybody in a good mood.
I love it.
One of my, it's my superhero trick.
Superpower.
It's my superpower.
Okay. I'm going to learn something from you from this whole conversation. I feel this already. Well, how is that, how do you know when people like come sit in your chair? How do you know what they want?
Again, that is one of my tricks, that I am very intuitive. I can feel people. I'll just say, hey, how's your day going? And I can tell whether how they respond. If they're kind of quiet, or like they tell me absolutely flipping awful, I'm like, okay, so I'm just not going to talk. And I usually get out my aromatherapy oils. I love doTERRA, and I will get my lavender out, and I will just start massaging their hands with lotion and lavender oil. And that is my super trick that I use, that just gets people, kind of relaxes them and just calms them down and gets them into, I want them to get into a place where they're going to get in front of the camera and be happy. The eyes don't lie. And no matter how great a job I do, if someone's in a bad mood or angry, it will show on camera.
Yes.
So my job is to help facilitate them getting into a good mood, maybe get them a cup of tea or some water. Sometimes they want to talk. Sometimes they want silence. Sometimes they want to hear what I have going on. So I just have to figure it out.
Yeah. And I love that you put them, like you said, you just like massage your hands to try to just kind of calm and relax them, because we're always on this hamster wheel, right? And it's never ending. And like, if they can take that hour or 2 hours with you and just kind of be in a zen space.
Yeah, and they feel comfortable. They can tell that I'm there for them. So I always just say, like, if there's anything you need, let me know and I'll get it for you. If you need something to eat or you just want some quiet or alone time. So it's totally not about me. And I think after being a mother of so many children, that it's easy for me to give them their space. It's not about me. It's about them. And so when you know that, it's easy to just take care of them for what they need.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I did forget to ask you, it used to be, so here's skincare for men, here's skincare for women, right? And I know there still are product lines like that. Is your skincare line going to be for all genders?
Yes, it is.
I love that.
It is, because I also feel that typically men don't have a skincare regime of taking care of their skin, and they're not going to want to do a 10-step process. So I think, you know, 1, 2, 3 for men is great. And I think for, you know, busy people in general, just a 3-step process to, you know, clean, hydrate, moisturize, rejuvenate, and they'll be more inclined to, it's just the consistency of good skin. I can tell you have beautiful skin. So I can tell you take really good care of your skin, and you wear your sunscreen. So that makes me happy.
I didn't always, though. When I grew up in mostly Florida, moved to California, lived in Las Vegas. But when I was real young, nobody said, you know, it was like putting baby oil on. That was like, let's get tan. Let's, you know, fry our skin. It's the worst thing. So I do have, you know, sun damage, and I've worked to try to get some of my skin, you know, luminous again and get rid of some pigmentation. But I would say if I would have worn sunscreen in my teens and early 20s, I would have had such better skin.
Well, I'm just telling you, your skin looks pretty flawless, and I usually can find a lot of flaws. So you have a
thank you.
Either a really good filter or really good skin, or maybe both.
I have a little bit of makeup on, of course, because I'm on, you know.
No, but your skin looks really, it looks very good.
Thank you. I've done some things so that I can get, you know, nice skin. Because it doesn't matter how much makeup you put on, it actually makes it worse, I think.
You're telling my whole story. That's exactly what I say all the time. It doesn't matter how good a makeup artist I am. If your skin is just so severely damaged and dry and wrinkled and mm-hmm. you're not protected, there is only so much I can do. And it's your face, your neck, and your chest, and also your hands. Mm-hmm. Hands can show our age. We're driving, where hands are outside. We really do need to protect our hands with sunscreen as well, because it really does show age.
Oh yeah. All of this thin skin, but you make a great point. And I love that this three-step process, I know I keep going back to it, but I think especially for my clients, like this is going to be huge. Simple. Here's a regimen. And I've been looking actually, it's interesting that we're talking today because I'm launching this new kind of something at the end of this month. And I've been really looking for, and I know it's not out yet, but when it is, I really, really want you to send me the information, because I feel that once I find something that's great for my clients, then it's going to just be like, nope, just order this, just do this, just do this, just do this.
And we're going to have it on auto ship. Awesome. So it'll come to you every month.
I love that. And I think the importance on that note of as we get older, I do find that we tend to get drier skin, and how important it is to exfoliate. And I don't think people realize, and I'm talking about the lips, the body, the face, let's talk about face and lips and chest right now, but because nobody wants to kiss dry ass lips.
No one does want to kiss dry ass lips. So, the drinking of the water is important, mm-hmm. protecting the lips, hydrating the lips. I will make a sugar scrub out of coconut oil and organic, brown sugar. Mm. You just get a tablespoon of both and just and you can use that, and you can use it on your body. It's great exfoliant. It doesn't dry out. I used to do salt and coconut oil, but the salt dries out your skin.
Ah,
and it's a little harsher on your skin as well. So those are easy things that you can do at home. But the exfoliating, vitamin C serum, super important, but you want to use an exfoliant that is not going to dry out your skin, because typically these exfoliants are very harsh and drying on your skin. So it's really not ideal. So
doing the opposite.
So you do need to make sure that you're moisturized. I love using apricot oil. I will slather my face with that. Bobbi Brown, I heard this from her. She has like a big jar of apricot oil. And I will use that on my face at the end of the day.
Okay.
To take off my makeup. So I'll take it off, I'll wipe it off with a tissue, and then I'll get a wet, hand rag, and I will wipe it all off. But at the same time, it's moisturizing and hydrating while it's removing the dirt and the makeup.
Yeah. It's so funny how now all of these, it's been for a little while anyway, that they've turned to these cleansing oils, right? Because they realize, anything with suds is going to dry you out. Everything with these products that are just making
We think that the cleansers need to do a show with this. It's you don't need it to foam. It doesn't need to be exciting. Okay. Just, it needs to work. So you kind of even now when the chemist sent the three steps for me to sample, even I who know better, I'm like, oh, it's not doing anything.
You're like, it needs to show me more.
I know. I'm like, come on, do something. Entertain me.
That's awesome. So I love that. Are there any cool spring colors trending right now?
So my whole thing on trends is they're fun to watch. They're entertaining. They're always changing. But the bottom line is all these trends are just try to get you to buy new products, right? Every person needs to figure out what makes them look like the best version of themselves, which colors look the best. So if sometimes spring, we have all these wild colors and, the yellow, the green, the lilac or pink, it's not appropriate for every situation or every person. So you have to look at those, be inspired by them, enjoy them, but really figure out what looks best on you. And, you're going into meetings and you don't want the makeup, or I at least don't want makeup to be a distraction. I don't want to walk in a room. I don't think it's superficial to put your best foot forward if you're having a meeting to look good. I think it's ridiculous that you take time to you know, shower and dress nicely and exercise. So why wouldn't you take 5 minutes to make your face look the best it could look? Why not? I've had so many of my clients tell me that they feel more confident now that they know what colors to use to, you know, the circles under their eyes that they feel uncomfortable about. It's not a distraction any longer. So they're just going, you know, if you can feel a tiny bit more confident mm-hmm. after putting on a little concealer and some mascara, like why wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. I 100% agree. And especially as an image consultant, I teach, you know, which colors are best for you.
Right.
And you do want to take in a kind of business situation or even dating, right? I mean, you don't want to be like looking like a clown.
No, you don't. You just don't want it to be distracting.
Exactly.
I, you know, it's fun to see these TikToks and these Instagram videos of these people putting on all the, I watch and I'm bewildered. It's like, whoa, how do you do? Like they put all this stuff on and then they blend it all out and then it looks normal. Like if I'm on a photo shoot, I don't have, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in real life. Okay. That is Instagram world. But
agreed.
if you look at any ads or TV commercials, they're just normal people and you don't really notice their makeup at all. And that mm-hmm. means the makeup artist did their job because yes. it's the makeup. So for example, if I work with a Gucci or a Louis Vuitton, I get sent from Paris, their corporate office, exactly what they want their makeup to look like. And what they want their makeup to look like is it doesn't exist mm-hmm. because they're trying to sell clothes, not my makeup.
Agreed. Yes.
So
yes.
If I did all of that commotion, mm-hmm. I wouldn't work. It just, it's not real life.
Yeah.
And people need to realize that, like, most people don't have an hour to do their makeup every day. I certainly don't. And you just want to be able to get rid of the parts of your face that you are not thrilled at. For me, it's just genetic. I get these dark circles under my eyes.
Same.
And I mm-hmm. I have you know those jade rollers? Do you
yes.
have one of those?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I keep it in the refrigerator or the freezer. Mm-hmm. First thing in the morning,
just roll
I get my water and my lemon juice and I just depuff because it really takes away the swelling and inflammation that we get from being in bed asleep. So mm-hmm. that helps.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. And I love that you're just reiterating everything that I try to teach my clients because you want to really focus on what they're saying, listening to them. And like you said, if you're doing a Gucci ad, they're trying to sell, you know, very loud prints. They don't want their face to match.
No,
so.
I mean, the face is just almost, it's
like
so funny.
Canvas.
It's so interesting. There is an art to making someone look like they have no makeup on, but they have makeup on. Like, you know, you want the skin to look hydrated, fresh and dewy. You want the circles underneath the eyes to be diminished and, you know, the lashes to stick out and the eyes to pop and just yeah. a little bit of lip, but it's very, very minimal.
Well, that's why they call you, right?
Hopefully.
Because you know how to do this. I love that. Do you feel that, well, I guess I kind of know this already, but do you feel like because of what you've done and the campaigns, you've met people that normally you would never have met before. And, you know, how has it built your industry? How has it built your career?
I have been so blessed to have these people in my chair. I mean, mm-hmm. how often do you get a Condoleezza Rice or a Maria Bartiromo or a Hilary Swank or a Rita Moreno in your chair? Like,
wow.
Okay. Like, I get time with these people or, you know, Tyler, who's one of my best friends and, you know, Bobby Flay. I've met all these incredible, incredible people that mm-hmm. I learn interesting things from and I get to, you know, spend time with and you get really close with them. And it's like being at camp for the day. It's just, it's fun. And it's interesting. I always say you can learn something from everybody and it's always random the things you learn. So for example, I did hair and makeup for the CFO of Google one time. I went down to her house and that one, she taught me how to blow out hair like nobody's business. Cause I'm a makeup artist that does hair. I am not a hairdresser. So I never want to hurt people. And she goes, girl, get that brush and pull and draw. I'm like, oh, but that was like the best advice. Yeah. So I, you know, I had one client that's like, no, that, you know, the corners of the eye, the mascara has to be, or the lash need to be like way more longer than there. And I learned something from everybody. And then sometimes it's business stuff or, yeah. kids stuff or husband or stuff or boyfriend stuff. There's always something to be learned. Everyone has a story. And it's not always my most famous clients that I really connect with. I mean, it just, everybody is interested. I'm fascinated by people and their stories. So I really get a kick out of meeting new people and, you know, hearing what's going on with them.
That's awesome. Well, same. Otherwise I wouldn't be in this avenue, right?
Mm-hmm.
I started this. Oh my God. I think it's been a year. Maybe today or tomorrow. It's crazy.
Oh my God. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Being an image consultant?
No, starting the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been an image consultant for 15 years. So
I did that as well. I started doing that as well. I was a personal shopper image consultant. I studied the colors, you know, how to wake which season. I don't know if you guys still do that, but
yeah, a little bit.
Kind of ish. Yeah. A little bit. So yeah. It did help me with skin tones. Like I can match people's skin tone like super easy. And I think it's because I studied color so long. Like I literally had that my teacher, like she had me doing every skin tone, like just incrementally less, and I had to paint it. And so I really got good with skin. So it's very natural for me. And so here's a little makeup tip that most people don't know. I get asked all the time, how do I decide what is the right foundation for me? Should it be lighter? Should it be darker? What should it be? Or do I match it with my hand, my inner arm, my thigh? I get told like all these crazy things. So Foundation needs to, you don't want it too dark. You don't want it too light. You want it to disappear into your skin. That is the right color that you don't see it. And that is a mascara. It needs to be, you know, changed out every 2 to 3 months. And so it gets dry. So,
yeah, I love that. And when you find, that's the craziest thing. I think foundation is probably the hardest thing to buy because first of all, there's so many different lines. And then it's like, well, this line just pulls yellow. I mean, there's just some that are just like, you know, so I think it's quite difficult.
Well, it's also hard when you go into these department stores and the lighting's so weird. Like even for me, Like I do this all day. I went into a department store a few months ago and I don't know why I needed to buy a foundation at full retail because it's like against all my laws. I usually get it. I either get it shipped to me for free or I get it at, you know, cost. So Anyway, I needed to get, because I don't use my makeup kit makeup for my personal use. It's like separate. So Anyway, I was in the department store and I couldn't even tell which foundation looked right on my skin because the lighting was so weird and I couldn't see. It was just not giving me a clear picture. So go out, get a couple colors and put it on your cheek and then go outside or get some light that's natural light that's hitting your face. You need a mirror and you need to have light hitting your face for you to determine what is the right color because it's impossible. So don't feel bad if you go to a department store and can't figure out what's the right color. And it really should disappear. It shouldn't be lighter or darker.
Okay. I love that. Cause I know a lot of people do lighter and then they bronze and then, or it's too dark and it just looks so bizarre.
Dirty. It looks dirty or their neck.
Yes. I love that. Okay. On that note, yes. I know that you have obviously with TV and ad campaigns, the men wear makeup, but do you find that men maybe want to cover up, just say they have red skin, maybe they have a few issues that they're wanting to wear a little bit of makeup. Do you find that that's a little bit more normal now?
I would hope so, but you know, it's still, they feel uncomfortable. So what I would say for men, make sure you're hydrating and protecting with a sunscreen and get a sunscreen that has a slight tint. That'll hide up a little bit of imperfections. And, you know, my male clients, if you see anyone on TV or in an ad, they've got makeup on. If they've done a good job, you don't see it. So let's just start with that. Like, oh, men don't wear makeup. Yeah, they do. They do. Believe me, I put it on them all the time. So the thing with my men, I start with making sure their skin is very hydrated underneath the eye, the eyelid, brush up their brows, make sure they're groomed. And then I will get some concealer. And because everyone, men, women, children, everyone has discoloration on your eyelid and under your eye. So you want to get rid of the darkness underneath the, you know, under your eye, but on your eyelid, even like some people will use a primer, or you can use a concealer on top of your lid or some foundation. You want it to be like a wall. It's like, you know, when you're going to paint a wall, there's a primer so you can get the true color. So right. you're not going to get a real color. You're not going to get the true color of your eyeshadows if your eyes are discolored, which everyone's are. You either have a little pink or some lines or some veins or something. No one has like a, I mean, I could probably tell you like two people I've worked on in my life that have perfect flawless skin, but it's very rare. So you do have to put on a primer, or I like to use a concealer, and then maybe even a smidge of foundation, but keep it hydrated and do it in layers. Like I will put like three layers of concealer on top of my, but it's in very, like I'll put it on, I'll do my brows and I'll put it up. It kind of absorbs in, I'll put another layer.
Okay.
And I like to keep and make sure don't put powder underneath your eye. It shows fine lines and wrinkles. So keep it moist under there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, there's those little oil absorbent pads to lift, because you know our faces get oily during the day. Mm-hmm. I did this hack on NBC not too long ago of like toilet seat covers. Yes, toilet seat covers.
Oh, it's
you just
like
get
a
little
paper.
Bit.
Yeah,
it's like rice paper. So you just press and lift, and it takes up the oil. Because our faces, yesterday I was somewhere and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, geez, grease face. So I went and got some toilet seat cover and pressed and lift.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Cause you feel like the consistency is about the same.
Yes. And it's free.
It's free, right? Just go to the restroom. Oh my gosh. And then we talk about like how makeup can really enhance, like really pop your eyes. Everybody has a beautiful smile or beautiful eyes. And I feel like, you know, we're not told enough. Like, I feel like it's nice, especially and really mean it, obviously, but I feel like you can really enhance some of those natural, or you have great lips or something, or high cheekbones. You can really just,
yes, everyone has that. And that's the thing. You have to figure out what you feel is your feature that you love. Maybe mm-hmm. it's your eyes, maybe it's your brows or, you know, but honestly, a smile and having love in your heart and laughter and joy in your life, that really can make someone look so different. They look happy. Everyone wants to be around people that have laughter and joy and good energy. I mean, people say like, oh, that, like my son's Nikolai said that too. I said something about energy and he goes, oh, mom, that's not real. I'm like, dude, my whole career is on energy. What are you talking about?
Like, it's like, you're so weird. Oh God.
But I said, okay, let me ask you this. So if you're around someone that's in a bad mood or hurt your feelings, you don't think that's energy that was shifted from them to you? How someone makes you feel, how someone can make you feel loved and adored, that makes you feel good. That's energy. So I'm trying to explain this to my, at times, Neanderthal son. He's perfect, but like, so when he says stuff like that, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I know. Probably because coming from you, you know, it's just the mom, like, oh, mom, you know, I hear that all the time.
I know. But I will say this. Yeah. I did get a call. Like he was so funny. He was telling me something about all his siblings, about how they are. And then I said, oh boy, here we go. What am I? And he goes, oh, you just ooze love. And I'm like, aw, like that's so like sweet. The best.
I know.
That's like a really nice call. Yeah, that's a really, I mean, that's how I hope everyone, when they come in contact with me, feels like I ooze love and laughter and joy and happiness and positivity. And then I'm not always like, sometimes I get sad in a bad mood as well, like everyone, but I really try to think of things I'm grateful for and be happy and do things that bring me joy.
Yeah, I love that. I really have, you know, being mindful of who you are and what you're bringing to the world, or just like anybody, like your client or your children. I 1000% feel that like you can become a different person. I just had really quick. I had this client who was talking to this girl over, he hadn't met her yet and he was interested mm-hmm. in dating her. And they'd been talking for some time over the phone and over FaceTime. She was this, you know, very bubbly, sweet. She had a little bit of energy. He met her and she was like Debbie Downer. She literally had, she was a completely different person. She had
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I feel that a lot of people, especially with online dating or even Instagram, if you will, almost are a different person. And then,
wow.
And then obviously if you meet somebody at some point, it's like, don't you expect to have that same energy? And it was really sad because he completely lost any attraction to her.
Isn't that weird?
I
don't know. I think I really just try to be this all the time. It's always in levels. Some days it's more, some days it's less. Sometimes I'm quiet, but I mean, I don't think anyone would meet me in person and think that I'm any different than I am on camera or with people that I meet. So that's sad to me that someone is that different in who they are.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's probably a lack of confidence, you know, almost to try to be something.
Or maybe there was depression and the person was hiding it. And
yeah,
you know, you can't always, you know, they can, I always say that people can be this version for 3 months. And then the first day of the fourth month, you see who they really are.
That's interesting.
People can't put on a show for too long. So I think
it's exhausting. Just be authentic.
It's too hard.
I know. And people like you, they don't.
Figure out what makes you happy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What makes you happy?
I agree. And also makeup can, I'm just thinking, I'm like, you know, I see a lot of people wear makeup to cover really like camouflage a lot. And going on that date thing, right? When you meet someone and then there's got to be that night when she takes off her makeup and waking up to her. And it's like, I've seen this very quite often with the younger generation, you know, it's like that Instagram, if you will, it's like, I keep going back to Instagram because, you know, there are filters and Snapchat and then they look like a completely different person. And
yes. That's why I just think that your makeup should enhance and not completely, you know, cover. But that's the beauty of makeup. You can be whoever you want to be and do whatever it is that makes you comfortable. But I will say sometimes that I've worked with people, they'll hire me, but then they want to tell me exactly how to do their makeup, which is it's such a control weird thing to me that I am always open to listening. If a client goes, oh, I've got certain whatever, I'll like take it into account. But why would you not, if you have the opportunity to work with someone like me that does this all the time, to see how I envision them to look? But a lot of people have such I'm sure you get this all the time being an image consultant, that people have such attachment to how they look. And that's why I have to listen to my clients, because if they're going to go on TV and I'm not going to do something radically different to them, because they are going to be so distracted and not comfortable that they're not going to do it.
Yes.
They're not going to feel good. So I have to listen to them. If they're really adamant about looking a certain way, I'll just do it the way they want. And I'll just say, oh, well, if maybe next time you'll want to try something different. But
yeah,
it's very interesting. I'd like your listeners to think about this. Are you so attached to your makeup or your certain way of your black eyeliner, liquid liner, even in the day, which is like drives me crazy, on white blonde people that wear this black hippie liquid liner? It is the worst. Why you're so attached to that and why you're so unwilling to try something different one day.
Yeah.
It's not plastic surgery here. It's just something that's going to wipe right off. So ask yourself that. What makeup regime do you have that you're unwilling or makes you so uncomfortable not to do?
So
we're doing this. I'm doing a new segment on the 12th on NBC on California Live, and it's going to be a beauty makeup. It's going to be a makeup dare. So the makeup dare is the following. So let's say you do your makeup very minimally and another person does their makeup big full glam every day. Let's do the exact opposite of what we normally do. So if you're full glam, take it down a couple notches. And if you're like, so like people don't even know you have any makeup on, let's take it up a couple notches and see how that makes you feel. And just kind of do a little experiment with yourself on how does doing your makeup totally the opposite of what you normally do, how do you look? What do people think? And how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just ask yourself that. And so that's We're going to do that in my next segment, which I'm looking forward to doing.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't wait to hear about that. I think that's a great idea because you're really pushing someone out of their comfort zone.
Yes.
And this is something I try to do too, as well. You know, you want to build confidence. We want to, you know, walk through this world as though we are just happy, like you said, the energy, but feel that nothing, there is nothing that we can't accomplish.
Yes. And so this is an interesting thing I learned last year before I'm actually having my year anniversary on NBC as a beauty expert. I go on a couple times a month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So my friend Berlin Fisher, who was the beauty expert before me and is now a host, when he called and asked me if I would do this, and I said, no, I can't do that. I'm behind the makeup. I'm behind the camera girl. I'm not in front of the camera girl. And he's like, listen here, you need to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm like, wow, that sentence changed my life, because so many great things happen when you get a little bit uncomfortable. And now that I know that a lot, you know, there's plenty of things that make me uncomfortable. Live TV scares the crap out of me. Okay. But now I'm like, I feel so much more confident after I have done a segment on live TV. It's almost like a high now. So now I know that all these moments that I'm feeling uncomfortable are going to lead to something really fantastic. And so I urge everyone, get what is it that makes you really uncomfortable, and just sit in it for a minute. And then when you realize it's not the end of the world and there's actually something great at the end of that rainbow.
Yes.
I'm so grateful to him. And I speak about this all the time about getting comfortable being uncomfortable, because most of us don't like change and we don't like feeling uncomfortable.
Oh, amen. I heard that from David Goggins and it really like stuck with me, because I was just like, you know, if you live in this uncomfortability and just know
it's not so uncomfortable anymore. It's exactly. Like, oh, okay, I'm a little uncomfortable, but
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little Look what happened. Look what I took away from this versus just being stuck. I say stuck, you know, and it's like
cement, paralyzed.
Yes. Yeah. Some people say if you're not growing, you're dying, but I think you're just like stuck, and that's the worst place you could possibly be. So
I agree. It's not living. You're not living life. And you know, it's kind of, if you start learning to get comfortable with the being uncomfortable, it starts getting a little bit exciting. Like, oh, this is kind of fun. It's not a bad feeling. It's just a little bit uncomfortable. And uncomfortable is not pain. It's not painful, but you have to start. I'm a lot more open to it than I had been a year ago. So I think it's brought a lot of change to me personally by that one sentence.
Nice. It's always something, right, that can take us into that next chapter, that next, like, oh my God, it just hit me one day. So
yes,
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. All right. I have one last question for you, because I think that you're amazing and you've just kind of like went through my list.
Well, thank you.
I just put bullet points to like not forget, you know? So on a personal note, what has been one of your favorite dates and what was it?
My guy one day took me, he said, we were in Arizona and he said, we're going skydiving. And I'm like, I started to cry because I'm afraid of heights, but it was actually indoor skydiving. And it was so, I thought I was going to hate it. I didn't want to do it. I was terrified. And it was the funnest thing that we've done. And I did it like, I had to pay for extra times because it was so cool to be like floating in the air and go, because I'm a tiny. And so I just went flying to the top. And it was super fun date. It was it was really fun. Yeah.
You got to try a new adventure. Like you said,
it was very uncomfortable. Let me tell you, I was terrified. Okay. But it was super fun. And it was like such a different experience. And I'd never done that. And it was really, really fun.
And you got to do it with your guy, which made it even better.
I got to
right?
do it with my guy. Yes.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much.
I always
love
doing stuff with him.
I too. I love to try new things. And with different people, different friends, different, you know, it just makes that experience so much more memorable.
Yes.
So all the people here listening today would really love to, when you launch your products.
Yes.
But before that, there's other things that you offer. There's things that they can learn from you. Where can people find out more about your services and products?
Well, you can go to ChristinaFlack.com and you can scroll down and there's videos of different segments that we've done on NBC and different articles that I've written and magazines. And then my portfolio is there as well. If you go to PrettyGirlMakeup.com, we're offering a 25% discount code with discount code PrettyGirl. And we're on Instagram, Christina Flack Makeup, and Pretty Girl Makeup is PrettyGirlMKUP. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok as well.
I love it. Well, I can't wait for your new launch.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Keep me posted, please, so that I can try it out and give it to my clients. I would really love that.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today. It was such a pleasure.
Same here. You take care and I will talk to you very soon.
I look forward to it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.